This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been hearing, thousands of protesters in the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, have blocked government buildings today in the largest political crisis in that country in nearly a decade. Demonstrators are calling for a change of government after the country's president abruptly ditched a deal for closer ties with the European Union. The president said the EU deal would hurt ties with Russia. The BBC's Andrew Walker joins us for more on the commercial flows that are such a key part of this political story. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, David.
Let's look at the economics and trade ties underneath this story a bit. If Ukraine were closer to the euro zone, what are the potential benefits?
Easier access to this very lucrative market. Actually, it has to be said, Ukraine is already exporting quite a lot to the European Union. And of course, there's money to be had from it if Ukraine could boost its exports to what is a much richer part of the world than its neighbors on the other side, on the east, Russia and so forth.
All right. What might closer ties with Moscow mean for Ukraine? They certainly have a history in this area.
Yes, and they do also have very extensive trade ties with Russia, not quite the same order of magnitude as with the European Union, but not very far behind. I think one of the other things at the back of the Ukrainian government's minds is the thought that by being close to Russia, they've got more a chance of avoiding some of the problems they've had in the past where Russia has turned off the gas taps. There was a period when it was almost part of the annual routine of having a row about gas prices, gas payments between Russia and Ukraine, sometimes leading to supplies being interrupted. So close relations with Russia would reduce the risk of that kind of thing happening in the future.
The BBC's Andrew Walker, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.